everyone, Anna and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today we are on What Am I? And we're on lesson 359. And that 9 again is very important on these what is's, because 359 means I will be reading the entire thing.
And you're
going to
read the whole thing
yes,
today.
Yes, the whole thing. So y'all can just sit back and relax. Of course, if it's safe to do so, just take some deep breaths and soak in what am I, because this is what all of you are. I think this what am I is so important. I say a lot of things are so important, but this is particularly important because this is describing when we say who we really are, remembering the purpose of life is to remember who you are. This is what we're remembering.
Like, I am the holy home of God himself. I am the heaven where his love abides. I am his holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides his own.
Yeah, that's what we've forgotten.
And that's what we're remembering.
So when we're talking about even the word, the big words, the atonement is just the remembering.
Yeah.
And so this is what we're remembering. So if you could think.
Well, I wanted to interject a little reminder here.
Sure.
That A Course in Miracles does have some of those more religious sounding words.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by design, because it was taking what was in more of the Christian faith and putting it into this whole remembering process so that we can use those words that maybe we, because it was given to two psychologists in the United States,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's in a Christian culture, quote unquote. And then the idea was that it would speak to folks that were used to speaking that language.
Right.
So it was meeting us where we are.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted meeting our culture where it
is
and was.
Yeah.
So when you're listening to What Am I, sit back and let it really soak in and think about, what if I live today as if this was the truth? With a capital T, that is. What am I? I am God's son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of his love. In me is his creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God himself. I am the heaven where his love abides. I am his holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides his own. Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared. And thus you joined with me, so what I am are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe, yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too if we exemplify the words in us. We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth. Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds, which join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy. We are the holy messengers of God, who speak for him, and carrying his word to everyone whom he has sent to us, we learn that it is written on our hearts. And thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God who thought he suffered. Now is he redeemed. And as he sees the gate of heaven stand open before him, he will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. What am I?
Lesson 359. God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed, all misery replaced with joy, all prison doors are opened, and all sin is understood as merely a mistake. Father, today we will forgive your world and let creation be your own. We have misunderstood all things, but we have not made sinners of the holy sons of God. What you created sinless so abides forever and forever. Such are we. And we rejoice to learn that we have made mistakes which have no real effects on us. Sin is impossible, and on this fact, forgiveness rests upon a certain base more solid than the shadow world we see. Help us forgive, for we would be redeemed. Help us forgive, for we would be at peace. Lesson 359.
I just love this line from paragraph 5 of What Am I? It's from the very first sentence of paragraph 5. We are the holy messengers of God who speak for him in carrying his word to everyone whom he has sent to us. We learn that it is written on our hearts. I love that just because it really always points back to the whole journey of A Course in Miracles, especially because we only have, 6 days left after this? The workbook anyway. That we're going from this outer experience of judging and looking for truth outside of ourselves to looking for truth within. That when we say we learn that it is written on our hearts, well, it's written there already. We just don't know it.
Mm. And thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God, who thought he suffered.
Mm-hmm. What comes up for you when you read that?
Well, who thought he suffered? Yeah, I got that. You know, like when you think of suffering in our individual aspects level,
mm-hmm.
where we all seem to have some sort of suffering in our lives. And then as a whole, as a sonship, we've had this tiny mad idea. What would it be like to be separate from God? And when we're separate from God, it's just fear. It's all these various forms of fear. Some people mistake that and think, well, I'm not shaking in my boots fear. Yeah, but there's all kinds of fear. Jealousy is a form of fear. Guilt is a form of fear. Shame is a form of fear. I mean, on and on and on and on. Embarrassment is a form of fear. Frustration is a form of fear. All of everything that we feel that is not peace is a form of fear. And so, yeah, I really appreciate that. What I loved in the lesson for today, lesson 359, if you just want to turn to that real quick, God's answer is some form of peace. So when we're not in peace, we just know that we're in the ego thought system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad. Like, I really want us to get that that's not a bad. It's just that split mind. We have a split mind, and we're either coming from love or from fear. And when we're in love, we'll be in peace. When we're in fear, we won't be. And it'll be nervousness, anxiety, and all the things that I was just talking about. But all pain is healed, all misery replaced with joy, all prison doors are open, and all sin is understood as merely a mistake. I mean, people really are resistant to that all sin is understood as merely a mistake, because it's hard to think of if somebody has been really, really cruel to us, or if we know of a lot of cruelty and violence, And it's like, oh, well, they just got off then. You know, that's where a lot of us go. You know, it's like, oh, so this person was really violent and just
they got away with it.
They got away with it. And remember, though, is there's no them, there's no us, because that's the world of duality. If there's us and them, it's duality. If it's one, it's really that's the Holy Spirit thought system.
And they really don't get away with it.
No. I mean, anyone who's been cruel, if you've had any chance to talk to them, you just know that they're really suffering. Now, I'm not saying that as an excuse, but that cruelty is kind of an outgrowth of an outward representation of what's going on inside.
Right. Everything in the ego thought system comes with some form of suffering attached to it.
Yeah.
You can't escape it. And that's where this whole journey inward that I was referring to about, we find out the word of God is written on our hearts, is when we're in the ego thought system, we keep thinking our solution to suffering is outside of ourselves, somewhere in the world. Whether it's a job, a relationship, et cetera, et cetera.
I lived in another country. I didn't live with the people that I'm with.
I lived in a different state, in a different town, in a different village, whatever. Or if we had a different job, a different boss, if we had a different car. We all think that if we had something different and that something is found somewhere in the world, then we wouldn't suffer. And if that was the case, there would be no suffering, because we would just find the key that opens the door to the solution of suffering, and then we would feel okay. And then we'd say, oh, all right, well, I found my peace. I'm done. And then that would be it. But we know it doesn't work, because there's no such thing. Like, if I thought my happiness, my peace was in, you know, how big of a house I lived in, I could just find the perfect house and then I'd be peaceful and happy forever. But it doesn't work like that.
We always want more. Like, we keep moving the goalposts.
Well, because it doesn't act, there's no satisfaction in the ego thought system. Mm-hmm. None at all. Because even if we get what we want, it won't be enough. Like, no sooner will we get what we want than we're already planning the next thing.
Oh, gosh, I've had that experience. Like, I'll think I really need XYZ, whatever it is. Then I get that, and I literally, the minute I get that, I'm thinking about the next thing. Yeah. I've had that
very
experience.
Minute. And then then we'll be on, even if we think, oh, we want to have all our friends and family over. Mm-hmm. You know, they get here, and it's probably already on to the next time we're getting together. Mm-hmm. No, that we should do this the next time. It's like, we're not even done with this time. Mm-hmm. So if we can't find the perfect pot to our lid in terms of suffering, terms of suffering, if we just found the lid to our pot, they'd go together and we'd be fine. If that was possible, it would have already happened. Therefore.
And also, the Course is talking about it happening in the aggregate. As a sonship.
True, yes. But also on an individual level, too.
Yes.
It's talking on both.
Right.
And because if you look at the world, there's no perfect form of government. There's no perfect, economic, like perfect form of, what am I trying to say? I know what I'm saying in my mind. Economic system. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. We want to think there's the perfect, perfect, perfect out somewhere out in the world. It's not there. If it was, we would have found it already. Humans have been around for a very long time, in like tens of thousands of years. We would have figured it out by now. But we haven't, because it's not there. Because the solution to all of our problems, first of all, is love, and that's only found within us. There's no economic system that's going to give us the love we actually want. There's no government that's going to give us the love we actually want. There's no relationship that's going to give us the love we actually want, because all of that is found inside of us already. And that's where you have a lesson like today. God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed, all misery replaced with joy, all prison doors open, and all in prison in this sense is the prison of the ego.
Yeah, like the prison that's in our mind.
And all sin is understood as merely a mistake. So you look at all the alls in there and realize that's the aggregate. That's the sonship. All pain in the sonship is healed. All misery in the sonship is replaced with joy. All the prison of the ego is, you know, is no longer. And all mistakes or absences of love are understood as just mistakes. That's this total undoing of our belief in separation that we're really searching for, and it's not found in the world.
So this line 6 in the lesson for today, sin is impossible. And on this fact, forgiveness rests upon a certain base more solid than the shadow world we see. Like, what sin represents is a mistake, yes, but it seems like we always, as humans, we've in our split mind coming from the ego thought system, we either want to see ourselves as really sinful or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to let go, or I think it's impossible in the ego thought system, to let go of the idea that there isn't sin and punishment,
yeah.
That really our Creator can only see us as in love, and that we took this detour into fear and it's played itself out in this way, but that doesn't change who we truly are, right. as the Christ, the Holy Son of God. So help us forgive, for we would be redeemed. Help us forgive, for we would be at peace. All forgiveness is self-forgiveness. So this prayer, you know, that we can use this as a prayer every day. You know, help me forgive, for I would be redeemed. Help me forgive, for I would be at peace. And when we call for help, we do get it.
Mm-hmm. You know, just thought just came up for me in that If we can't find the solution to our suffering out in the world, as only found within, that's where this projection comes in, because then we can't find the source of our suffering outside either. Mm. It's not like the source of our suffering is everything outside of us. Oh, but the solution is within. Mm-hmm. Then we're still saying, well, one problem's an outer problem, one the solution's this inner solution, when it's really both. Problem and solution rest in the same space.
Could you say more about that?
Well, this is where ACIM gets into this thing of projection. And that's what we've seen through. I was mentioning this the other day, how we've seen through, especially this What Am I? Almost every lesson points to this outer, the outer reflects the inner. There's suffering outer, there's suffering inner. There's love outer, there's love inner. And through... When we were doing What Is the World, how the world likes to see that we see something outside of ourselves, we judge it, we determine, figure out what's going on, and then we see the outer first. When in the real world, we see from within first, and that's all projected outward. So if there's suffering inside, we'll just witness suffering in whatever form. The form doesn't matter. If we feel suffering, if we feel separation, if we feel ego, we'll just see physical manifestations or representations of that more accurately within the world somewhere. So if we're going to say the source of the solution, the love is from within, tough nut to crack is that we have to also say the source of suffering is also within too.
And that's going back a few days, how you said, you know, this is a mind training course. That's how we change. That's how, because we start to see differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming from the ego thought system when we're seeing from the ego thought system. And then when we choose again, you know, using the course vernacular, we're choosing again, then we can choose to come from the Holy Spirit thought system. And when we do that, we're willing to see things differently so that we're not attached to all of this suffering and hate and violence and shame and mm-hmm. jealousy and making ourselves less than or making ourselves more than. I mean, all of those dualistic thought patterns that we have when we're coming from the ego thought system, we're truly willing to allow love to flow through us.
Right. And I just want to say, when I see the source of suffering, I'm talking about on like a grander cosmic scale. Like, I always want to say this stuff. We can be victims in the world.
And, yes.
And I don't, and I always hesitate when I say, well, the source of suffering is within. I don't want people to say, oh yeah, so it's my fault. You know, X, Y, Z happened to me. Mm-hmm. And no, we're still in a world of separation, but the source of suffering comes just like when you think of Jesus on the cross, the crucifixion. He didn't see himself as different than as God created him, even though he was being murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that again. I felt like I was.
Well, we don't want to. What you're saying is we don't want to come across as we're minimizing real actual suffering.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I just always use that example of Jesus in the Bible. Mm-hmm. He's being murdered. That's what that really was. He was getting murdered, but it didn't change how he saw himself or how he saw God.
And what happens to us as if violent acts are done toward us, let's say using that as an example, that's we're not being punished for something that we did or that we're that sinful. It's just that violence is in the sonship.
Right.
It's not personal in the sense that we didn't do something wrong to deserve it.
Right. Suffering wants others to suffer.
Yeah. Suffering wants others to suffer. So we're out of time again. Yeah.
Yes, that I don't know. That just hit me today different than it's ever. All these years just hit me today different.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Ada. So we'll be back tomorrow.
For Lesson 360.
Tomorrow is the last day for What Am I? And we just look forward to joining with you then. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.